You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Sightloss Council's hashtag Streets for All campaign launched last October. And here to fill us in on the phase two of the campaign is Mike Bell. Thank you so much for joining us, Mike.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So before we move on to phase two, which is starting, can we talk a little bit about phase one? What was phase one and what was it about?
Yeah, sure. So we launched phase one of Streets for All back in September, October of last year. And it was primarily focused on two key challenges that we were having articulated by blind and partially sighted people, which was the introduction of e-scooter trials around the country, and then also about pavement parking, because at that point the government was just undertaking a national consultation on pavement parking. And what we were really keen to do is to enable our sight loss councils and VI people across the country to get involved on those issues.
So when we talk about e-scooters, they are a relatively new thing and they're being pushed as, you know, environmentally friendly. We're being told to drive less and get used to public transport more, but they are a real problem for people who have sight impairments and who are blind and partially sighted. What do you think the solution's going to be to that problem?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So I think on e-scooters, you know, the fundamental is that they're heavy, they can move at speed, they're silent. And of course, they can be ridden anywhere. So although as part of the trials, they're supposed to be restricted to the road, we know all around the country that there are lots of examples of e-scooters being ridden inappropriately and dangerously, affecting all pedestrians, but particularly those with a visual impairment. So what we've been asking for is absolutely strong cast iron guarantees around safety. So we want to see audible alerts as standard on e-scooters. We want to see maximum speed limits and the use of technology so that the parking and where e-scooters can be ridden is strictly controlled and regulated. And then obviously hand in hand with that is really tough enforcement by the police and by local councils where people break those rules. But unfortunately, far too often we see around the country that some of those basics aren't being done well enough. And it's no wonder that people are concerned.
When we're moving on to phase two then, so this is the second part of the campaign, what is this going to focus on?
Yeah, so the second phase, which we started a couple of months ago, is very firmly on street design and the general built environment. So one of the things that has obviously always been an issue for blind and partially sighted people is the ability to get out and about in our city, town and village centres. And that's about street design and street clutter. So, you know, where are the crossings? Where are the tactiles? You know, are there bins and cycle racks and other bits of street furniture in the way that causes a problem? And how do councils engage and involve blind and partially sighted people in the design of streets? And we've seen that sort of amplified, if you like, during the COVID pandemic, when a lot more people have been out and about in the community. Lots of sort of temporary measures have been introduced to try and enable people to get out and about. But of course, some of those have been to the detriment of people with a visual impairment. So we have seen lots more street cafes, lots more temporary bollards and barriers put up, and they're really problematic for the visually impaired. So what we've been really keen to do is to challenge local councils on those issues and get them to think again and make sure that they're engaging and consulting on street design right from the very beginning.
I was just about to ask, is this going back and looking at things that are already built, or is it looking at things that are going to be improved as people are redoing a town centre? It's about that communication between the blind and partially sighted community and the councils. Have you had much communication with different councils yet? How's that been?
Yeah, it's been really good. And we've been trying to do a bit of both in terms of looking backwards and looking forwards. So, you know, what we've absolutely challenged councils to do is to go back and look at schemes and look at temporary changes and reevaluate them, carry out equality impact assessments and consult with people about them, but also looking forward to start from the right place, which is, you know, involving and consulting the community, including people with disabilities, before they introduce schemes. The sight loss councils that we've got a network of all across England have been really effective, and our volunteers have been brilliant in meeting with councillors, getting them out on the streets, doing, you know, blindfold walks, showing them some of the problems and challenges that we've seen. And we've got really good commitments from a lot of local authorities to do better and try and engage people more in the future. But I think this one is an issue that's not going to go away. So I would absolutely encourage people to have a look on our website and see how they can get involved in their area.
What are the plans then as we move forward for the hashtag Streets for All campaign? What's the plan?
So we're going to carry on in terms of the built environment over the next couple of months. And we're particularly keen to challenge local councils about temporary street cafe licences. So a lot of those were issued at the beginning of the COVID pandemic, and the government has just announced that it's going to roll those forward for another year and potentially make them permanent. And that's a real concern, because we want councils to properly sense check that and make sure that they are appropriate in all circumstances and are not adding to the barriers that visually impaired people see when they're out and about. But we're also really keen to move it on to the wider clutter and obstacles that you see in town and city centres. So that's things like A-boards, overgrown vegetation, and stuff like that. You know, the government's launched its new national disability strategy, and one of the things it says is that it's committed to making sure that people with disabilities are really involved, and that the world is shaped with their needs in mind. And the next phase of our campaign is firmly about making that real in terms of the accessibility of streets.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you the absolute best of luck with it, and, you know, hold the government to their promises, as it were. Where can we find out more? You mentioned the website earlier on. Could you just give us that address so we can find out anything else that we want to find out about the Streets for All campaign?
Absolutely. So you can find out about Streets for All and some of the other stuff that we're doing through the Sight Loss Councils at our website, which is sightlosscouncils.org.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.